got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Hey, hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with other community events and money-saving tips. We are a not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number four, housing.org. Reach counselors say today's market condition places a great big X on a home ownership box just for you. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, foreclosure rates are rising again, and the banks may or may not be prepared for another onslaught. Maybe a second financial slam will knock out the housing market. You want to know what's happening and why it's happening again? We know how to stop it, and we'll tell you in just a moment. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, he was telling me just before the show started that his dog is missing. And I asked him to describe it. He says, well, it's got three legs. One ear is missing. He's blind in one eye. His tail was chopped off by a runaway truck. And he answers to the name of Lucky. Oh, who knows? After the news, we'll have a special report for first-time home buyers. Wait until you hear how HUD defines what a first-time home buyer is. And, of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment will have our resident press control freak, Carlton Thompson, on. He has a few fall tips that will help you get rid of your soon-to-be-gone summer lawn. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Well, it seems that home sellers in Palm Beach County are thinking big, as in big prices. Asking prices for homes in Palm Beach County rose 14.5% in August compared with a year earlier. This, according to the website Trulia. Because of a shortage of listings, homes in good conditions and priced at market value usually sell pretty quick, but buyers do know right away when sellers are just asking too much. What started as an effort by the legislature and judicial leaders to help the state's economy by moving properties out of foreclosure and back into the market has turned into a nightmare for people who are struggling to hang on to their homes. And a good portion of this show is going to be about that. Also, during the newscast, we have some shocking information for you about foreclosures in South Florida. Speaking of foreclosures, after declining for 14 straight months, new foreclosure cases suddenly spiked again in August. Lenders filed 238 foreclosures last month in Palm Beach County. That's up 10% from a year ago, according to RealtyTrack. And despite the challenges faced by first-time homeowners under the age of 35, almost every U.S. housing market is still affordable for recent graduates making the median household income, even those with student loans. We'll tell you more about that. And we're also going to tell you about a new movie called 99 Homes, starring Andrew Garfield. He was Spider-Man. A good portion of this movie came from the foreclosure fights right here in South Florida. This is going to be an interesting movie for anybody who's ever been involved in this sort of thing. We'll tell you more about it, where it's playing, and all that sort of thing. And that is what we have coming up at the bottom of the hour during our full-fledged expanded, new improved
news
newscast.
Good news, everyone. Well, I want that 99 red balloon thing. That'll work for me. When we return, fun with foreclosure on Reach Radio. Staff has found some interesting facts about foreclosure laws that may benefit your condition. So stay with us. In the time it takes to respond to a foreclosure notice, Reach may already have the problem solved.
A heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope. An old blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. Well, let me ask you this. Are you looking to buy a home? Is this your first time? Are you using FHA, HUD, or other government programs? You know, you must complete a selected HUD-approved training course in order to qualify for the loans, and you'll get great big discounts from the banks if you go through these courses. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in REACH's annual educational membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. REACH's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues you may have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why REACH included 2 free credit checks per year in the educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. You know, you got to pay for those credit checks. When you add up all these valuable educational home buyer workshops plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, REACH is still offering REACH Radio listeners the REACH Educational Membership Program for only $99. That's right, $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on REACH Radio. I would say call the good folks at REACH Radio today and tell them you want to sign up. You can call us, too, if you want to. Hey, I'll give you that number right now if you'd like to call in and talk to us. We have a lot of foreclosure stuff going on today. It is 561-844-6167, 561-844-6167. But not to confuse you with a million phone numbers, REACH is the place to call if you're looking for their educational membership program. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at REACH right now. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. REACH out. That's pretty darn simple. Well, according to the Palm Beach Post, and you heard Steve say it a little earlier, foreclosure rates are on the rise again. We already know Florida ranked number 1 in housing foreclosures from 2009 until now. That's a good long run. So the question is, will rising foreclosure rates breach or match the previous levels? Will it be nothing more than a small wake? We don't know. We'll have to wait and see. First things first, though, let's take a look at the foreclosure process. What's the trigger? Actually, there are 2 triggers. The homeowner has one, and the bank has the other. So long as the bank is getting paid and all contract negotiations have been met, the bank could care less about its trigger. It just sits there. The homeowner's trigger is just as simple. Pay on time. That's the catch. Paying on time, the activator for the switch. If you don't pay, the switch gets activated, then the bank goes into motion and starts to take your home. Rick Snyder, our show producer, has helped us put together a comprehensive list of what to do if the foreclosure notice hits your door.
Ouch. I have 10 points of interest here. And the first point is communicate with your lender. let them know the check is not coming this month and maybe explain what's going on. I like, it's never happened so far, but I like to go in and look them in the eye and say, what can we do? I have to delay my payment this month. Let's see what we can do. There are a lot of programs in place. Adjustments can be made, either permanent or temporarily, depending on your situation. Help make your payments and keep your home. And you know what? Reach has the answers if you get to into this situation, Alan.
That's right. You always call Reach.
they know.
It's written right here on the paper. We have to say it.
Easy, huh? Number two.
Well, wait. Before you get to number two, I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
You know, the biggest, and we talk to a lot of counselors. We talk to a lot of experts that come on the show all the time. And they say the biggest problem with the foreclosure notice is responding. People don't respond.
Afraid.
What are you afraid of?
Yeah. You don't want to lose your home.
Well, you know what it is, though? These credit people, they work on you pretty hard. And when you call up, you know, hey, you know, I'd like to let you know I'm going to be late. Yes, we want the money. Well, golly, I don't want to talk to somebody that's going to talk to me like that. I want it to be a little easier. Well, you know what you could do?
Point two.
Yeah, oh, no, you could go to Reach and let them call.
Always go to
Reach.
And
they'll do that for you.
Here's point number two.
Go.
Know your mortgage rights. Pay special attention to dates and timelines. That will ensure you complete essential tasks on time and avoid legal action. You do not want that foreclosure notice, but if it does arrive, don't let it throw you.
Right.
Call. Again, go back to number one, communicate with your bank.
Yep.
Look at your own spending at some point. This is number three. Prioritize your spending. It might seem like you need that cable or internet at home, but these things are no good without a house around them.
That's
your
exactly
bank
right.
could foreclose, so prioritize. I'm going to miss a payment. Who's it going to be, cable or the mortgage?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, too, you know, if you're going out to eat at a restaurant three or four nights a week,
yikes,
cut it down to two.
Yeah, or one.
You know, or one, right. What? It's your mortgage payment that's at risk. So, and it doesn't seem like a lot. But when you add that up, you know, every week, $40, $50 at this restaurant.
Yes.
At the end of the month, you spent $200 on restaurants.
Exactly.
That's a third of your mortgage payment.
Point number four, use your assets. We all know the commercial suggesting you send in your old and unused gold for cash. If you're unable to make your mortgage payments, this might be something that you actually want to look at. Property, jewelry, electronics. We've seen ads on TV recently. Sell us your old cell phones, $300, $400.
That's
use
right.
your assets.
A lot of people do, what do they call them, garage sales? Yeah.
Yeah, yep.
eBay.
eBay is good.
That's
yep.
right.
There are dozens of ways to get that money and to use the assets, because the biggest asset you have is your home. Don't let the bank knock on your door and come and get it.
Yeah.
All right. Point number five, modify your loan. Here's where Reach really helps. The FHA provides interest-free loans to pay off your missed mortgage payments, and it doesn't need to be paid off until you sell your home or make your last mortgage payment.
Woo-hoo.
Reach counselors know how to do this, and they won't charge you for it. Nope, it's all free. They have the latest FHA and HUD program information because we are a HUD-approved agency.
And don't forget about the MHA and the HAMP programs.
You mean remember?
Yeah, remember.
Yes, remember.
Yeah, it's unlikely that your bank is going to tell you about all these secrets.
That's right.
Uh-huh. That is absolutely right.
That's why you call Reach.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's number six there, Ricky?
Number six would be consider forbearance and repayment programs. What's that? Well, if you can assure your lender your circumstances are temporary, they may be able to grant you a special forbearance with a repayment program. Although a special forbearance is an FHA term, your lender most likely will have a similar program. Again, here's where Reach can hold your hand through this. Now, this is a temporary loan modification that could suspend loan payments for a specified time. Or, I like this one, interest-only payments
right.
until a recovery is made. Mm-hmm. And again, reach out to Reach. What is the Reach phone number there, Alan?
Oh, let's see. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
So Reach is your big help here. And we are the people that can truly help you. All right, number seven is refinance your mortgage. Okay. Now, if the conditions are right, you may be able to hold off foreclosure by refinancing your mortgage. If you refinance, you completely replace your old mortgage with a new one that could extend the term of your loan, reduce the interest rate, or change the type of loan with a primary goal of lowering your payments. Now, I will tell you something. I did this personally. I refinanced my house, called the bank. They sent me a packet this thick. I'm sure holding my fingers up to
about three or four inches.
Yes. I took this to the bank, talked to a mortgage expert. He said, give me that. I handed it over. He threw it in the wastebasket. We had a refinance done in about 20 minutes
right. Because
I was in the bank with a mortgage officer. Worked out great. Try this out again.
Same thing happens up at Reach. Just go up there and hand them the pack. They'll take care of it.
Hey, how about a pre-foreclosure sale? Number eight, if you're certain you won't be able to recover from your financial situation and stay in your home, you may be able to sell your home with the bank's permission before the foreclosure process begins.
They call that a short sale.
Yeah, a pre-foreclosure sale, also known as a short sale, allows homeowners to sell their home at current market value and use that money to satisfy their mortgage.
I call it the get me out of this mess sale.
There you go. Number nine, Alan, deed in lieu. What's that mean?
Somewhere in China, I guess. Right?
I don't know. What is that?
Is that in the men's loo or the ladies' loo?
Well, if you've exhausted all your other options to avoid foreclosure to no avail, you should consider a deed in lieu, L-I-E-U.
Deed in lieu.
This option involves voluntarily handing over your home to your lender. It's there to help.
All right. Number 10,
emergency mortgage assistance programs. Unlike scam artists who will try to charge you money or even trick you into signing your deed over to them, Reach and other HUD-approved organizations are government-funded and free of charge.
And what's that phone number? 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Get a hold of those Reach counselors, and they will help you out. Well, when we return, Reach's top 10 foreclosure facts will bring you up to date with the latest foreclosure procedures and solutions. And according to the Census Bureau, nearly 2 million homes are in default.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth, or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Woo! Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. Today we are talking about fun with foreclosure, because that's what's going on. A lot of foreclosures happening, as we said earlier in the first part of the program, that the foreclosure rates are going back up again. But let's take a closer look at Reach Radio's top 10 foreclosure facts, because it's always good, like we said in the first part, know the laws, know the information,
yes.
Get as much data as you can.
Know your options.
Know your options. Oh, hey, it's right there on the website, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What is that? Reachforhousing.org.
Go there now.
All right.
We're probably the only show in America that has a fun with foreclosure segment.
Probably.
All right.
All right. Let's take off with number 10.
All right. This is a foreclosure fact. Number 10, it says 41% of homes owned in the USA are going to auction.
41%. And this information comes from FHA, by the way,
yeah.
Just to let you know.
It's scary.
Yep.
28% of homes owned in the USA are in the pre-foreclosure process. So we all must know some people that are in this situation. Recommend Reach. These absolutely. Are the people that can help you.
And number 8.
30%, 30% of homes owned in the USA are bank-owned. Now, Alan, does that mean you've purchased your house, you're making your payments, but the bank really owns it? Or
No, because that's called collateral. The bank has collateral. You know, that's something that's good to know. You talk about information. The bank doesn't own your home just because they're taking the second or the first mortgage on it. That's collateral. Mm-hmm. Different word, different meaning. They don't own your home. A court has to tell you that this bank is taking your home, and that's what the foreclosure process is all about. They come and serve you papers because the court is saying what you once had for collateral is now
owed,
fixed.
Yeah.
You own it. So that's okay. All right, let's move to number 7.
Number 7, the majority of homes going to auction in the USA have a market value of between $1,000 and $200,000.
Yeah. Average house.
Average house, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 6, the majority of homes going to auction in the USA are between 1,200 and 1,400 square feet. Not huge homes.
Yeah. Well, why is that important?
That's a good question. Because most of us live in those homes.
Well, that's true. Well, I guess what they're saying is 1,200 to 1,300 square feet is not a big house.
No.
I mean, it's an okay
normal house,
size
two,
house.
3 bedrooms,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a regular size house.
Matter of fact, number 5, the majority of homes going to auction in the USA are 3-bedroom dwellings.
Yeah, but I rent 2 of mine out, so does that count?
I guess so. Depends on who your renters are.
Oh, they're the girls that work. No.
Actually, number 4 here, Alan, is the home price. The average home price sale in Palm Beach County, Florida, where we live, is $195,400, which increases at about 8.3% quarterly.
See? I told you right now is the best time to buy a home. Actually, a couple of months ago was the best time.
Yeah.
If you've been looking around on our next segment of first-time home buyers, we have some steps that you can take to help you get a better house.
And that is coming up within minutes.
Well, a couple. Yeah.
Okay. Number 2, California's average home sale price is between $61,500 and $1,007,000. Is that right? I think it's probably, I mean, that's what it looks like.
I think the 6103 is probably Burbank.
Okay.
And then everything else is 1.7.
However, the home values in California go up on an average of 19% per year. My brother lives in San Diego. He cannot believe how fast the home prices rise in that city. Here's the number 1 fun fact for foreclosure.
Okay.
Now is the best time in history to buy a house. Right now, this minute. So call Reach today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Reach has homes for sale. They know how to get you in there. So here's the time to do it. Homes are for sale. The price is right. You can find a bargain. We have a spotlight home coming up here in a couple of minutes that is really nice. And we'll talk about that in the next few minutes.
Just to let the folks know again, the phone number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224.
Call us up. We have people on duty right now waiting to hear from you. And please tell them that you heard about this on Reach Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you like that Reach Radio voice that we do right now?
This is Reach Radio.
Radio. And we're here till 1 o'clock today with more fun facts of the real estate market.
I can't believe it. Well, that tells us that we are about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio show. Directly after the news, we'll take a closer look at buying a home for the first time. If you know someone that's looking to buy a home, you should call them right now and ask them to tune in, because we really have some good tips on buying a home. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your new home. After that, our house segment takes an in-depth look at fall landscaping and what it takes to prepare for cooler weather around your South Florida lawn. That's our mission, to take care of you. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, tucked away in a small room with one door without any knobs and only 3 microphones, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate that. Well, let's continue with the theme about foreclosures. What started out as an effort by the Florida legislature and the judicial leaders to help the state's economy by moving properties out of foreclosure and back into the market has turned into a real nightmare for a lot of people who are just struggling to hang on to their homes. State legislative and judicial leaders have largely ignored the ramifications of throwing thousands of families out of their houses and turning the foreclosed properties over to the bank and the mortgage servicers to maintain and sell into an already swamped market. To accomplish its goal of eliminating the backlog of foreclosures, the state has actually set up a parallel legal system in which judges hear only foreclosure cases, often more than 100 motions a day in some cases. Those courtrooms are set up solely for that purpose and nothing else, under rules that are very different from those that guide civil law and other types of cases in Florida and across the country. The state set an express goal of disposing of 256,000 cases in each of the 3 years of that effort. Now, one judge in Broward County, Sandra Perlman, closed, get this, 786 cases in one single day, according to data collected by the state. Homeowners and the lawyers that advocate for them say they are not getting a fair hearing in these courts, in this legal system. It's tilted towards the bank from start to finish. Many believe that those who lost their homes in the financial crisis were simply greedy people who bought houses they couldn't afford. Certainly, there were a few of those, people whose ambitions were bigger than their incomes, and they took out loans they knew they couldn't pay back. However, thousands were driven into foreclosure because of the recession. They lost their jobs, their tenants moved out, or they just couldn't sell. They were trapped in there. Many others defaulted because of bank incompetence or perhaps outright fraud on behalf of the banks. They could have made the payments or made slightly smaller payments if the banks had only worked with them. Home sellers in Palm Beach County are thinking big, as in big prices. Asking prices for homes in the county rose 14.5% in August compared to a year earlier, according to Trulia. Only three areas of the nation saw prices rise more. Miami-Dade County and the Birmingham, Alabama metro area tied for the biggest increases at 15.6. Lakeland, Florida was third with 14.8, and Broward was 24th at 10.4%. Home prices in South Florida hit bottom in 2011 and then started rising steadily in 2012 and 2013 as investors and other buyers raced to jump back into the market. Prices are still going up, but they've leveled off a bit in recent months. While sellers appreciate the improved market, higher asking prices don't necessarily translate into comparable sales prices, according to real estate agents. The asking price and the sales price, two totally different things. Because of a shortage of listings in good condition and prices at market value, if they're priced at market value, they usually sell within a few weeks. But buyers know right away when a seller is asking too much money. So those were the asking prices that are going up, not necessarily the comparables or the actual selling prices. After declining for 14 straight months, new foreclosure cases suddenly spiked again in August, as you heard Alan say. This is a new report that shows that lenders filed 238 foreclosures last month in Palm Beach County. That's up 10% from a year ago, according to RealtyTrack. Broward filings went up 26%. Scheduled auctions, when a judge actually sets a date for a home to be repossessed, also increased in both counties. Florida posted the nation's highest foreclosure rate for the 11th consecutive month. One in every 400 homes in the Sunshine State was in some state of foreclosure, almost three times the national average, again, according to the RealtyTrack. Here's some good news, though, for some people. Despite the challenge faced by first-time homebuyers under the age of 35, almost every U.S. housing market is still affordable for recent graduates, making the median household income, even those with student loans. A RealtyTrack says that 96% of housing markets are affordable for the younger generation of homebuyers. Using median home price data collected from public records, along with average student loan debt by state from the Institute for College Access and Success, the report examined the minimum amount of income needed to buy a medium-priced home with or without student loans in 494 different counties. Each one of those counties had a population of at least 100,000, and what they found was that in 96% of them, recent graduates making the median income did have enough money, in spite of their student loan debt, to qualify to buy a medium-priced home. Andrew Garfield, you know him?
Yeah.
The guy who was the Amazing Spider-Man? Well, he's leaving his web-slinging play behind and becoming a blue-collar everyman who gets caught up in the 2008 foreclosure crisis. It's a new film called 99 Homes, and it was co-written and directed by Ramin Bahrani, who spent time learning about the housing meltdown and its impact on consumers with Palm Beach Gardens foreclosure fighter Lynn Simoniak. director toured the foreclosed homes in Lake Worth, in Belglade, and he sat in on Palm Beach County foreclosure hearings under three different judges. This movie is out in limited release now. We expect it to be in wide release in the very near future. It's called 99 Homes, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Now, then there's this. Here's a budget-friendly home improvement plan to achieve a cool backyard, complete with lawn furniture, potted plants, and windmills for entertaining your friends. Dennis Carlo's Deltona, Florida backyard allegedly featured all of those items, and he didn't pay a dime for any of them. That's because deputy said he's a thief, and he stole all this stuff from his neighbors. Doc Carlo, who might have known just how easy it is to swipe your neighbor's stuff, took an extra measure. He took all of the stuff that he stole and zip-tied it to his fence to prevent all of his stuff from being taken away by thieves or re-thieves or something like that. You know, they say nobody has better locks than a burglar.
That's right. We can't make this stuff up.
No.
Where do we get?
Nobody would believe it.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, he takes my potted plants, and I'm going to get upset. That's for dang sure. Wow. Where does this come from?
This particular one, Deltona, Florida.
Yep. Well, that's understandable. Well, all right.
I just throw these in every once in a while to make you appreciate who you have as neighbors, because there are some people out there that are rotten neighbors. Like last week, we had the old man that wanted to sue the kid for his lemonade stand. It's like,
yeah. The world is a weird place.
Yeah, and if any of my neighbors are listening, I love you, and so does my wife.
Well, you know, that brings us up to our first-time homebuyer portion of the program, I guess, if we could call it that. You know, buying a house requires a lot of time and effort. So the Reach Radio staffers here and the good folks at Reach took the steps to find out what would make the process a little more manageable and easy to do. You know, HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home for 3 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Even if you've owned a home before, there's no excuse now. I mean, 3 years go by, and that's a blink nowadays, and you qualify as a first-time home buyer.
I learned that from listening to this very radio show.
Isn't that something? I did, too.
I learned it after 3 years of not owning a home.
Right.
I went into the bank, and they said, have you ever owned? Yes. How long ago? I said, well, 4 years. Ah, first-time home buyer.
Doesn't it?
Wow.
You know, it's almost like a Nintendo game, right?
Reset.
Just hit reset, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was a bad boy and I got all my stuff taken away, but wait, click, reset. Hey, I'm a first-time homebuyer.
Well, let's take a look at how we do this, Alan.
All right. Well, let's take step one.
Step one is?
Start your research early.
As soon as possible.
What do you mean research? What am I researching?
You got to start reading websites, newspapers, and magazines that have real estate listings. Make a note of particular homes you're interested in and see how long they stay on the market. Prices sometimes go down when they're on the market for a while.
You know, that's how they determine houses. Mm-hmm. When you look, what's the price of the house? What's it going for? They look into the neighborhood and see what's going on.
Right.
So if you notice a house that's been on the market for quite a while, you might, and if you like that house, get some information about that house and find out.
Make an offer.
Because it's easier to make an offer when the house has been sitting empty for a couple of months.
Absolutely. And step number two.
Okay, determine how much you can afford. And we know how to do that because we have a first-time home buyer workshop.
Which is free.
That's right. And that will tell you how, well, it's almost free.
Almost free.
Well, you got to pay for the food.
Food, yes.
Right. But let me tell you, they will help you determine all the formulas and everything you need to make sure you buy a house that's called within your means.
Well, lenders generally recommend that people look for homes that cost no more than 3 to 5 times their annual household income.
Really?
Yeah. Reach First-Time Homebuyer Workshop. Show you how to calculate affordability. Call them up, 855-48-REACH. Step number three.
Wait. It's 855-48-REACH.
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, but you didn't have your hand cupped over your ear.
That's true. Give me step three, Alan.
All right, step three, get pre-qualified or pre-approved for your mortgage.
Which means before you start looking for a home, you'll actually need to know how much you can actually spend. Very good thought. The best way to do that, get pre-qualified for a mortgage. And guess how you find out how you're pre-qualified?
And let me say, Reach Workshops, maybe?
Boy, you are good.
You know how much respect you get when you're pre-qualified looking for a house?
Absolutely. They love to see you come in, the banks.
That's like going into a car dealership with cash.
And they love that, too, don't they? Step four, Alan.
Okay. Find the right real estate agent. How hard could that be?
It's hard. Because you have new ones who are like brand new and I want to sell as many homes as I can. You've got to find somebody who knows how to look at a house and be able to say, whoops, there was a flood in this room. I can tell by the baseboards. You need an experienced realtor who really knows how to walk through a home and negotiate a good price for you. Real estate agents can provide you with helpful information on homes in neighborhoods that isn't easily accessible to the public.
They have a whole bag full of realtors over there at Reach.
I know.
A big shopping bag full.
Step five.
Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to read that.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Step number five, shop for your home and make an offer that they can't refuse.
Well, you have to start touring homes in your price range. It might be helpful to take notes on all the homes you visit. Mm-hmm. It can be hard to remember everything about them, so take some pictures. You've got a phone? There it is. Make sure you check out the little details of each house, too. Plumbing by running the shower. See how strong the water pressure is.
Yeah, who does that?
If you have a good realtor, they'll do it. They know these tricks. Try the electrical system. Turn things on and off. Open and close the windows and doors to see if they're working. Take as much time as you need to find the right home.
Mm.
And again, here's where Reach can come in and really help you out.
Now, this is what we were talking about earlier. Step number six.
Yep.
Get a home inspection.
Indeed.
It's worth the money.
Yep. And they may tell you, as I was told, whoops, you need a new breaker box.
A new thingamajig.
Whatever it is, pay attention because they'll look your home over, get a professional licensed inspector.
It's about $150.
Right.
And you can save that on one thing going wrong. And in my case, I had a home inspection done, and there was a fan in one of the bathrooms that didn't work. And this guy spotted it.
Yeah, they'll do that.
I mean, they don't miss a thing.
Well, his wife's name's Fanny, so she probably...
my inspector said, look at the fascia on this house. You don't look up. Mm-hmm. So as we walked around the home, he said, look at the fascia, the boards that run along the garage and everything, all rotted out. Mm-hmm. He said, that's got to be fixed before
we All right, let's move to number seven.
Seven.
All right, work with Reach counselors, mortgage bankers to select your loan.
Reach has a wide range of completely priced loan programs and a reputation for exceptional customer service. They're the best.
Oh, they absolutely are. We have them on the show all the time. They're great people.
Step eight.
Number eight, have your home appraised.
Now, Reach counselors will arrange for an appraiser to provide an independent estimate of the value of the house you're buying. The appraisal will let all the parties involved know that you're paying a fair price for the home. And this is amazing sometimes. You can walk into a home that you may want to buy, look around and go, oh, I love it. I want to buy it right now. This is the biggest purchase you'll ever make in your life. You need to take your time and go through these steps.
I want to get the appraisal just so we can have all those parties.
Good idea.
Because it says all the parties involved. Well, no, I'm up for a party.
Sure.
All right, number nine.
Yes.
Coordinate the paperwork.
Boy, there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Big, thick piles.
Yep. Reach counselors can arrange for a title company to handle all the paperwork and make sure that the seller is the rightful owner of the house you're buying. That's pretty tricky sometimes. Step 10?
Oh, step number 10. This is a rough one.
Yeah.
Close the sale.
Well, at closing, you'll sign all the paperwork required to complete the purchase, including your loan documents. Believe it or not, if you've never done this before, it could take a couple of hours to go through and a couple of days for your loan to be funded after the paperwork is returned. Once the check is delivered to the seller, you can move into your new home. Call Reach. Toll free, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224.
Wow. I like the way you do that.
Thank you, Alan. It's Spotlight Home time.
All right. Let's do that then. It is time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. You could call her right now. This property is located at 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This property is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. Folks, this home has been totally redone right down to the studs. Everything is brand name new and up to code. The floors, the walls, painted along with a new refrigerator, microwave, range, and dishwasher, and it's in a great location, ready to move in. This ready-to-occupy four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage home can be yours for very little down. You can also Google map the location for yourself, 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, and Google loves the zip code, so it's 34953. Take a look at that home for yourself and see if that's right for you. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number again, 561-351-8000. And that would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. For more information, you know who to call. All right, we said this before, and even me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. And a hat tip to Art Fry. Now, I don't know if you remember, last month we sent a hat tip to Art Fry for his birthday, and we wished him happiness and everything else. Art Fry now, and because of his contribution to business, ergo the Post-a-Note, that's what he invented, the mayor of Maplewood, Minnesota, presented Fry with the keys to the city and declared that the first Saturday of August should be Friday. Now, I don't know why they did that, but that's what they did. Now, you can check out the show website at www.reachradioshow.com and check out our Home of the Week and listen to past shows. We have our inventory of shows there. Carlton Thompson, he's our resident pest control freak. Carlton, are you in there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
Okay, hey, listen, welcome back to the show. You're in Our House segment, and that's where we talk about what's going on with our house. And we know that the fall season is right in front of us. And our lawns are going to make a change, right? Every season they make a change?
Yeah, they do. They know what time of the year it is.
Let's see, fall starts September the 20th this year, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, so what do we need to look out for?
Well, a lot of things. One of the things we need to look out for is ourselves. a lot of times we think the grass starts to slow down, and it doesn't need to be watered as much or fertilized as much, but down here in Florida, in the subtropical climate we're in, we need to continue to water and feed it. It will slow down its growth, but it's not actually going to go dormant. And we want to make sure we get it healthy and strong to get through the slow time, and strong so that it's ready to come out in the spring and recover well.
Well, you know, the old adage is, and of course we have a lot of New Yorkers that come down here, and they're not used to the weather, the slight weather change that we have here. And everybody up north says, oh, great, wintertime. You don't have to water your lawn. You don't have to do anything because it won't grow. It's just going to sit there. Not so in South Florida.
No, not at all. Especially in the southern half, you know, that's the unique thing about Florida. We actually have about three different climates in the state almost.
Oh, yeah, that would be, yeah, the panhandle, lower Alabama, up there where it snows every now and then.
Yep, and then you got central Florida that, you know, we'll let you have a few palm trees, but doesn't like most of them. And then down south where it's, you know a cold day is, you know, 69 degrees.
Absolutely. So nothing to worry. But do we have to do anything? You know, I know when the wintertime comes, we cover up our plants and do anything. But what's fall? What happens there? Is that sort of like a take-it-easy season?
It can be. You know, one thing you want to do is, you know, you've probably been battling all summer and you feel like you're, you know, proud you got your weeds under control. Well, sad to let you know, there's a new crop coming for the fall and the winter. So keep your pre-emergence down so that you can stay ahead of that.
Keep your what down?
Your pre-emergent herbicides, you want to keep to stop any other new seasonal weeds coming.
You got to warn me when you dip into the dictionary like that. I don't know what that means. you gotta do what to your lawn? I know what you shouldn't do to your lawn. You shouldn't stand out back, and you know, now you can't talk about that on the air.
Well, what you shouldn't do with your lawn is leave it in the care of you.
Ding! You hit the That's why you're here, Carlton, because you really do have an extensive amount of knowledge. Not only do you know about the chemicals and the pests and everything else, but you know about all the lawn stuff and the important things that keep your house valuable. Because when you let those things slide, so does the value of your house.
Yes, it does. You know, the landscaping can contribute to almost up to 20% of the value of your home.
Why, 20%?
That can be a big chunk, yeah.
And do we need to, is this a good time to start planting, or what do we do with our lawns now in the fall season?
Actually, now as it's starting to get a little cooler, is a good time if you need to put some plants or, do any resodding or anything, because there's not going to be such a water demand and stress on the plant from all the heat. So it'll be able to establish a lot better and quicker in a little bit cooler environment.
Okay, so just a little bit lighter on the watering. Don't stop, just
turn it down a little.
Right. And do we have to worry about any bugs or anything? Is there a season? Does the fall season have it, or do they hibernate and they're gone? We don't have to worry about
that. No, they'll, a lot of times one of the, most grass that we have around here is St. Augustine, and you get chinch bugs in them. They're still active in the winter. They're a little slower, so you don't see the damage, and you assume it's not really going on. But come springtime, everything you neglected is going to show.
Wow. And you said something that keyed my thought there. 20% of your home's value is your landscaping?
In some cases, it can be, yeah.
Wow. What about lightscaping? I hear that's the newest thing. Everyone is lighting up their homes.
Yeah, that's really starting to get popular. That can add some value to your landscape. It can also create a real good security system. Dark places that are lit up are no longer places to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for safety reasons.
Oh, and it also aesthetically makes the house look great. Lighting makes the difference.
Yeah, it really, really can make a huge difference.
All right, Carlton, we appreciate you taking your Saturday and talking with us. And check out our website, reachradioshow.com. We have all that good stuff listed right there. When we return, Pat Tracy checks in with the latest industry news, along with a bunch of things you need to know when buying a house. Attention, real estate brokers. This next segment has the latest information about real estate regulation changes. Call your staff and have them tune in right now.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach4housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach4housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know phase wrong.
Woo-hoo! Oh, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heffy. Oh, we're just having a ball here, and we thank you folks for checking in with us on a Saturday. Hello, Renee. I know you're in there, and Floyd's in there, and a bunch of our testimonial folks listen to the show on a regular basis, and I know the Shriners up north listen. And hey, yeah, hat tip to the folks at the golf tournament today. We talked about that last week. The 8th annual Masonic Lodge number or whatever it is, 3367-8904 up there in Jupiter. They're having their big golf tournament today. I'm sure they got the radio on. Hi guys, we're hope you're having a good time up there.
My dog Lucky is listening to with one ear.
With just one ear? Well, it's AM, so he's okay. Who needs two ears with AM? We don't need it. But
we've been talking about foreclosures through most of this show.
We have.
Sort of a theme that sort of developed organically on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something I wanted to point out. I was looking at the calendar of events, and Reach has gotten together with Wells Fargo. And if you are a Wells Fargo customer and you're having challenges meeting your mortgage payment, or maybe you're on the verge of foreclosure, or even if everything is fine and you just want to look into getting a modification, there's a very important event that you're invited to. Now, this is for Wells Fargo customers only. Reach is bringing in loan officers from Wells Fargo who will have the authority to make fixes or at least get things started right on the spot. The date is September 25th. And it's at a nice place, too. It's at the Palm Beach Gardens Marriott. That's at PGA Boulevard and RCA Boulevard, September 25th. It's hosted by Reach. It's for Wells Fargo customers. Now, there is one thing we want to ask you to do, and that is before the 23rd, so we know how many people are going to show up, call Reach. Alan will give you the phone number in a minute. You need to call Reach and RSVP. Let them know that you're going to go to this. Again, this is September 25th. The Palm Beach Gardens Marriott Hotel, representatives of Reach and loan officers from Wells Fargo will be there to answer your questions, to help you with any problems you might have. Oh, and the most important thing is the price.
Oh, yeah.
How much is it, Steve?
Zero. Nada. Butkus.
I don't know if I can
nothing
afford that.
Free.
Steve Cody and Alan Mason and Rick Snyder may be there.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. We will. And that toll-free number for Reach again is 855-48-REACH. 855-48-REACH.
He's cupping his hand over his ear.
I know.
Again.
Like
that's
an
right.
Announcer.
Well, I have that announcer voice there, you know. So, or you can call them at 855-487-3224. That's the number for Reach. We're having a great day on the Reach Radio Show. It's the big sound of the big town.
Thank you, Mr. Puker.
You know who did that? George Carlin.
That's right.
Hey, one thing I want to mention real quick. You know, if you're tired of paying rent, and buying a home is on your horizon. We've been talking about first-time homebuyers. We just want to let you know that the next first-time homebuyers workshop is tomorrow, Sunday, September the 21st at Reach Offices.
That one's probably booked.
Yeah, that one's booked.
It's popular.
You see, folks, we tell you this way in advance, and if you don't call 855-48-REACH and book a seat, there's what, about 32 mm-hmm. seats in there? And we book it up every month. Mm-hmm. You have to get in there ahead of time, and like we've been saying through the whole show, you have to know what's going on. You have to pay attention. You know, Reach will do a whole lot of the paperwork for you. They'll take care. They'll hold your hand, walk you right through the deal. It's not hard when you do it that way.
To me, the sad thing is we've been talking about foreclosures and how many there are. About 75% of those, I'll bet, are unnecessary.
Oh,
two-thirds of them could have been prevented, and you could have kept your home. The problem is that there are well-kept secrets that the banks don't normally share with people. Reach knows all the secrets, and they know where the money is. There's help for you from the government if you're having trouble making your payments. So call Reach.
I think, Steve, you said something really important a while back.
I did?
When the notice comes, people read it, and they get scared.
Yeah.
So they don't respond, which is by far and away the worst thing you can do.
Absolutely.
Answer that letter. Call the bank. Call Reach at 855-487-3224.
4444.
Well, they're on a first-name basis with all these loan officers from the bank.
That's the trick to it. And we know where all the dead bodies are buried too. Well, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our non-guests. They were great. Well, actually, we had Carlton call in. He's a pretty knowledgeable guy. Check out the show website, reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are. And a hat tip to our friends at Home Free USA. Simone and Marcia Griffin are listening on the iHeartRadio app way up in Washington, D.C. We'll see you next Saturday. Live from noon to one. Tell your friends about the show. You'll be happy you did.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.